at Vacation Bible School, we had a deep sea adventure. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of activity. And as Naomi mentioned, you know, we're ministering to kids, obviously, but it's also a great team building. It's a way for our church to come together and do something significant. We are sowing seeds of the kingdom in Boone, Iowa, through Vacation Bible School. It's a great outreach. I love everything about it. All right. And so I thought this morning that I would talk a little bit about what we learned at Vacation Bible School. Because here's what I've discovered over the years. I am never too old to keep learning some of the stuff I learned when I was a little kid. How about you? Or have you matured beyond that state? I don't think so. The key verse, and they said it this morning, Genesis 28:15, God is with me and will watch over me wherever I go. They said that phrase over and over again through Vacation Bible School. And in the original text, it actually is God speaking, and he says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. Those are God's words. And let me just break this down a little bit. First, the I am. That's God. He is the I am. He is, he always was, he always will be. God is self-existent. He is the self-sufficient one. He requires nothing else to exist. You know, you and I, we need oxygen, or we're not going to last very long. We need water. We need food. But God is self-sufficient. He needs nothing to exist. He is the I am. He is. And he is with you. You are never alone. Sometimes you may feel like you're alone, but the truth is, God is always right there. That's an important truth for us to never forget. And he will watch over you. God sees all and knows all. Nothing escapes his attention. He is constantly watching over you. There is no surprise to the Lord. He sees it all, even before it happens. He knows it. There are no unsolvable problems to him. God is watching. And he is with you wherever you go. He was with you in the past. He will be with you in the future. He is with you now. And when you get to where you're going, God will already be there. Now, those descriptions could seem like a threat. You know, he's always there. He's always watching. He's always waiting wherever you go. And in one sense, that may help you stay on the straight and narrow path. Don't get the idea that God's just looking for an opportunity to catch you and punish you. Because as we often say at our church, God is good and all the time. So if he is with you and watching over you, it's always for your good. It's for your benefit. And we learned four main points at Vacation Bible School this week, and there's a fifth one. I'm going to talk about all five of them this morning. Is that all right with you? The first one is this: God knows me. And it's found in Psalm 139. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. God knows me. He knows it all. Now, he's not a know-it-all. But he does know it all. He even knows your thoughts. Have you ever thought about that? God knows your thoughts. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. God knows you. Psalm 139, verse 7 says, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Here's the truth. You really cannot run from God. Now, you might be able to ignore him and disregard him, but he's still always right there. He's always right there. He is watching over you. A little bit later in Psalm 139, it says, If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. Even in the darkest of times, God is there. Some of you need to hear those words. Even in the darkest of times, God is right there. In fact, he can turn the dark to light. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So he is working in your situation, no matter how dark it may seem to you. God is working for your good, and he knows you. A little bit later in the Psalm 139, it says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Are you getting a picture of just how well God knows us? Before we even existed, God knew everything about us. Before you were born, he knew the day you would be born, and he knows the day that you will step into eternity. God knows all of those things. And then a little bit later in this Psalm 139, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You know, since he already knows you anyway, I encourage you just be open and honest with him. Because he already knows. You're not really hiding anything from him in the first place. Ask him to reveal the condition of your heart. Here's the truth. Sometimes God knows our condition better than we realize it ourselves. And so when we say, "Search me, O God, search my heart," it's not so that he can find something. It's so that he can reveal something to us because he already knows. We need him to show us because he knows us. Then the second thing we learned at Vacation Bible School this week is that God hears me. In 1 John chapter 5, it says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him." Even though God knows everything already, he wants us to talk with him, even though he already knows it. Kids, young people, when your mom asks you a question, you should just be honest, because she probably already knows the answer and is just waiting to see what you will say. God is kind of like that. He already knows the answer. Husbands, when your wife asks you a question, she probably already knows the answer, but she just wants to interact with you. It's what my wife says to me all the time. When I say yes or no or okay to a question that she asked me, she reminds me, "I just want to visit with you." So the yes and no and the okay are less than what she's looking for. She wants an interaction. And God is the same way. Even though he already knows all the answers, he knows what's on your heart, he knows what's on your mind, he wants to interact with you. He's always listening. He's always paying attention. And he hears you. God hears us. That's good news. The book of Psalms is one of my favorites. I love it. And one of the things I love about the Psalms is that the writers really just speak from the heart. They are sometimes brutally honest. And sometimes they're even mad at God. Did you know that people wrote about being mad at God and it actually made it into the Bible? They were mad at God. But they were expressing their heart. And I believe God can handle that. Even when you're angry at him, he wants to hear from you. He wants to have an interaction with you. But I will say, don't stay angry at God. Ask him to help you through your troubles, and ask him to make his presence known to you, because remember, he's already there. He's with you wherever you go. He knows you and he hears you. And then God strengthens me. We sang a lot about this morning. That was the theme of the music. And the verse is in Psalm 28. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. God strengthens me. Isn't there a song that says, without him I could do nothing? Without him I'd surely fail. There's another song that says, he is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. God strengthens us. And since the Lord is always with you and he hears you, you can call on him to help you. God gives us strength. He's the one who gives us the strength we need. There's nothing too big for God to handle. And there's nothing too small for God to care about. He cares about all of it. And he can handle all of it. God strengthens us. There's another song. There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. God cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know my brother, I know my sister, that he will carry you. God strengthens us. He can carry you through whatever troubles you may be facing. And I want to urge you, remember to thank him for helping and carrying you through those hard times. God knows you. God hears you. God strengthens you. And God loves you. 1 John 4:9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. God loves us. That's a profound truth, isn't it? This is not in my notes, but I think we ought to sing the old song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. That's a profound truth that sometimes we take for granted. But God loves us. Even though he knows us completely, and he's with us in every situation, and he hears everything we say, and even the things we think, in spite of all of that, God loves us. He loves us. And he doesn't just love you a little bit. God is absolutely crazy about you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he had his son die for you. In fact, that is the ultimate picture of love. If you ask Jesus, how much do you love people? He says, this much. As he hung upon the cross. This much. That's how much he loves. And love is more than just a warm feeling. You know, sometimes people feel an attraction to another person and they think they're in love. You know what I'm saying? That's not love, that's just hormones. True love is self-sacrificing. That's what true love is. Jesus went all the way to the cross to express his love. He sacrificed himself to say, I love you to the world. And God says that we ought to love others in the same way. Now, most of us won't be literally required to die to prove our love. But we might be required to die to ourselves, to our own selfishness, for the benefit of others. That shows love. And that's when we begin really loving, when we put others first, when we give up some of our preferences and desires in order to bless someone else. That's when we're really beginning to show love. It's self-sacrificing. Jesus set the example. Now, I find it interesting here in this text, the Bible says that God's love is made complete when we love each other. And that caught me this week as I was preparing for this message, because I have never thought of God as being incomplete in anything. And yet here it says, we make God's love complete when we love each other. Wow. We have a part in completing something about God. He has given his all, and he has shown his love, and now he asks us to complete the deal by showing love to others. How about that? God wants to partner with us in loving the world. God loves us, and he wants us to love each other. And then the fifth thing that we didn't get to in Vacation Bible School is that God sends me. In Matthew 28, Jesus said to those who were with him, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Did you notice we started with the part that God is with us, and then here we're ending with the part Jesus says, I am always with you? God is always with us, and he sends us. As we have been learning from the red letters in the Gospel of John, that's been our theme for a while. If you really love God, you will obey him. The Bible is very clear about that. You can say the words, but if you don't obey him, you're just saying words. The Bible equates the two. To really love God is to obey him. They go hand in hand. And here he is commanding us to go and make disciples. In fact, this is often called the Great Commandment. This is the one biggie that we're all supposed to obey. Tell others about Jesus. Help others see the love of God and the strength of God, and show others that God knows us and God hears us. All the theme of Vacation Bible School wrapped up here, to tell others about Jesus. I like how one translator says the words Jesus said, as you go, make disciples. In other words, not everyone is called to the mission field somewhere overseas to go and evangelize. But we are all called to share the gospel as we go. Wherever we go, whoever we interact with, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because God sends us. You get that? Are you sure? The pastor is not the only one called to do something for God. Every Christian is called to do something for God. Everyone. You know, I like the, somebody clarified it once. You know, they asked the church, who's the minister in your church? And really the answer is, all of us. That's the answer. The pastor has a specific role, but we all have a calling of God. And one of the primary things we do is tell the good news, because God sends us. There used to be a banner in kids' church that said, we are his hands and we are his feet. That's pretty biblical, because the Bible says we are the body of Christ. So if Christ is going to go into all the world, guess how he's going to go? through us. We're his hands and his feet. He's going through us. And if this world needs Jesus, guess how they're going to find Jesus? Through us. Right? Am I lying? We got to tell the good news, church. We got to tell the world. We're worried about the condition of our society, the condition of our world, and we say, people need Jesus. They just need more Jesus. How are they going to get more Jesus? Somebody's got to tell them. Somebody's got to show them. Somebody's got to direct the way. God sends me. God sends you. We are all called. God knows. God hears. God strengthens. God loves. And God sends. So let's go. And let's tell the world, God knows. God already knows you. And God hears. Let's tell the world, God hears. God will listen when you pray. Been fighting that all morning. If you just call on him, he'll hear you. Tell the world that God strengthens. There's no situation that he cannot handle. And tell the world that God loves. In spite of your condition and the trouble you've brought on yourself, God still loves you. Even in those times when you hated God, God still loved you. Tell the world how much he loves. God sends us. So let's go with the good news and tell the world. Amen? Amen. Would you please stand? This morning, I'm going to pray just in general for all of us, but then I feel especially that I want to pray for individuals and couples and families that might feel like they need a special touch from God today. So I'll stay here at the front, and if you need prayer, come on down. I want to pray with you, okay? But let's just pray all together right now. Lord, we thank you for your word. And God, we thank you.